This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Will the Democrats control the White House and both houses of Congress? We know they've got the White House. Joe Biden's presidential victory will be confirmed today in Washington. And Democrats have the majority in the House. But whether they will control the Senate depends on the outcome of Georgia's two Senate races. One of them has now been decided. Democrat Raphael Warnock won his race against Republican incumbent Kelly Loeffler. He will be the first black senator from Georgia. And he says the nation now has a choice to make.
Will we continue to divide, distract, and dishonor one another? Or will we love our neighbors as we love ourselves?
But his opponent, Kelly Loeffler, isn't giving up.
This is a game of inches. We're going to win this election. We're going to save this country.
But the Democrats have to win both Senate seats in Georgia to control the U.S. Senate. The second race between David Perdue and Democrat John Ossoff is tight. They haven't yet called a winner. Today, President Trump is expected to address supporters who are gathering in Washington to support his unfounded claim that the November election was stolen from him. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Hundreds of Trump supporters gathered last night blocks from the White House, where the president tweeted, "We hear you and love you," from the Oval Office. The group's expected to hold a rally today, and Washington's mayor called in the National Guard to boost the city's police force amid fears of violent street clashes.
Maryland is sending the National Guard out to help speed up coronavirus shots. Vaccinations got off to a slow start across the nation, frustrating health officials and the public. But Dr. Anthony Fauci says the U.S. could soon be giving 1 million vaccinations a day. The virus has killed more than 357,000 people in this country. This is AP News. A veteran actor has died. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has this sad news.
She played a character who charmed and intrigued James Bond in the movie A View to a Kill, and she was on the popular sitcom That 70s Show. Tanya Roberts has died. And yes, you may have heard that news Monday, but it wasn't true then. An unfortunate mix-up led to an earlier false report that Roberts had passed away. But a couple of hours after the story was straightened out, her partner told the Associated Press that Roberts had indeed died. Tanya Roberts was 65 years old. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
American Airlines is banning emotional support animals. It will allow animals in the cabin free of charge only if they are trained service dogs. The change takes effect on Monday. American Airlines says this will help protect employees on planes and in airports. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.